Brainstorming and sharing ideas is the funnest part of the creative process. We decided to skip the boring part of actually making stuff and just do the fun part. I'm your host, Tom Walma.
Angie Burgess.
Mark Hamilton.
And this is Creativity Wasted. And Tommy, your mic did not work.
So this was just a thought from a guy's point of view. There's three guys here. Angie, maybe you have a perspective too. So I know it's cliche, but there's always complaints about men when they're going number one, the bathroom, spraying all over the place and not necessarily hitting the target. And I'm embarrassed to say I've done this sometimes at night, not necessarily turning on the bathroom light. So what I came up with two ideas. The first was glow in the dark footprints that you put on the bathroom floor, strategically located. So if you stand on them, you're hitting the right part of the bowl and you don't have to turn the light on. And then in conjunction with that, I think it would probably be best to work them both together, is glow in the dark tape to go around the top of the
See,
bowl there.
yeah.
So you would see the center of the ball, you'd have the footprints for your feet, and then you have to turn the light on.
I like that. I think you should throw some popcorn in there to
Oh
aim
yeah, and I
it
didn't mention it comes with a popcorn straw.
while you're in there. Dual
I thought
purpose.
you were gonna say to put the popcorn straw in
Oh,
the
you.
urethra.
I thought about
That's a
that,
catheter, I think you're thinking about, Tom.
but yeah.
But
The butter, I guess, would make it go in
you know
easier.
what? Combined, it'd be a
I
combo
like the
job.
toilet light. I like the toilet light. I think that like glowing around that area would be helpful for anyone using the
Just a little bit of a glow so it's not too bright that it's not your
restroom.
eyes, but you can still find your way. I usually feel for the seat myself. I am not turning the light
Back
on. I'm like,
it
make
in.
sure the lid is up and the seat down. Yeah, I get
Yeah, well, I don't sit down, Angie, but
And I
not when I
don't
go number
stand up.
one,
Well,
anyways. But
that is a discipline, though, like feeling around when you go to the restroom.
absolutely,
But
absolutely.
if it was lit up, you would know where you're going.
Absolutely.
Look, like Vegas, have a strip.
Oh.
This is like going straight down and
Like
curve.
a airport, air traffic controllers taking you
Square.
in. So Tom suggests combining the two. That's something I'll have to look at too, maybe. A combo job, Tom. I gotta write that down. So anyway, how funny, how practical, I don't know. But those are my thoughts.
Yeah, I think that might exist in some form, the
Oh,
toilet
yeah?
light, but maybe not.
The toilet
Maybe
light?
that went around the edge of the toilet.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I could picture it, but I can't picture like a memory of using it.
Maybe it's just such a good idea you think
Maybe like a
it's been in
bidet. Maybe it was a
existence. Or
bidet.
twinkle lights around the toilet bowl. I like twinkle lights.
LED
White light,
lights on the
yeah.
inside. Yeah.
Yes.
I think I saw a bidet with a light on it.
Really?
And it like shine mainly at the back of the toilet seat, but the light sort of bounces around the whole bowl.
Really?
Like one of those, like, because people during COVID, like my mom, for example, got like a bidet, and it's, I think it has a, that you just attach to existing toilet. I think it has a light on it.
Yeah, I can't say I've ever used a bidet.
There's a
I
time
tried
and
it
a
once. I
place.
was sort of unimpressed. I still had to do a little cleaning afterwards.
A little
When in
cleanup
Rome.
afterwards, yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna save that for a different conversation. So,
Okay. Any more thoughts on Mark's ideas?
no, I
I
like
like them.
those.
I like both of them. I've noticed myself in both of those settings where I'm like, we got to be doing something different.
Yeah.
Like, we there's something missing here.
Well,
Did you
thank
have a
you,
name for
Tommy.
the toilet lights?
It's very
Yeah.
observant.
And the footprint thing? Is there a name for
Yeah,
that?
that's oh yeah.
You know what? I didn't have a name. It's just something that you came to me. So I'll have to add that to the list of things I'll have to change or add to.
Maybe the glow and go.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Glow and don't go. On the yeah.
Now, let's say you got used to following the glow in the dark tracks, the footprints. What if, like, an assassin, like, moved the footprints to, like, lead you, like, out a window or, like, out or down the stairs so you just trip and fall down the stairs?
This sounds like the original Ocean's 11.
Yeah.
Like, where they trace those steps, those glow steps.
I'm pretty sure I would catch on to that one, Tom. Going out the window, I know I wouldn't be heading to the bathroom for the toilet, but no, I appreciate
sleepwalking.
Sleepwalker. Sleep peer. I never thought about that either, Tom. These are all things I'm going to have to look into. Take it back to the team, if you will.
Well, I guess we can wrap it up. You guys have any comedy shows or podcasts or social media things you want to plug?
I actually just signed up for another Zoom workshop. Every now and then I do Zoom comedy classes with Dave Schwinson.
He's in Cleveland.
He used to be a booker for Evening at the Improv years ago. And then when the pandemic hit, he started doing online comedy workshops.
Oh, cool.
It's like $75 for 4 weeks, and we just get together and write. And then the fourth week is kind of like a showcase where we invite friends or whoever, family, just to kind of test your material out and see where you get the laughs.
And that's all done online?
All online.
Oh, cool.
I'm doing Bricky's World Record Comedy Festival in 2024. There's a place out in Miamisburg, Ohio. It's out in the Dayton, Ohio area.
Yeah.
And they're doing 80 continuous hours of stand-up comedy.
Holy
and
shit.
I signed up to be in it. So I had to do 15 minutes. And with the rules to keep it going, there has to be at least, I guess, 10 people in the audience at all times. Mm-hmm. And people had to perform at least a 15-minute set, each comedian.
Oh, wow.
Are they going for a world record or something?
Yeah. Yep, world record.
Oh, that's cool. That'd be fun. Yeah.
If you like this podcast, please subscribe and give a review or rating on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you got it.
I have a website, creativitywasted.com, and I also started a Patreon. So if you love the show, consider donating to Patreon.
Thanks for listening.
This has been a production of Planet Amp Podcast, powered by Pinecast.